welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to all our previous guests, including Melissa Colby from the Riley County Senior Service Center, Jennifer Green from the Riley County Health Department, all the 4-H folks, and Tim Fitzgerald. And now in the studio with us from the Small Business Administration, the Public Information Office, or Officer of the Small Business Administration, Burl Kelton. How are you doing today, sir?
Fine. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, we all, as we know, recently the Small Business Administration made their federal disaster declaration, and that opens up the door for a number of, I guess, low-interest loans for people affected by the flooding. And before we get into some of the details on those loans and where your office is located, can you tell me a little bit about how that disaster declaration comes about?
All right. Well, when there is a disaster event or a major event in the state, typically the local and county and city and state officials make a damage assessment. And when the damage assessment is at a particular level, then they contact SBA, and if it's a high amount of damage, contact FEMA. Well, in this case, basically the contact was with SBA Disaster Assistance. And then we take a look at the damage, make an assessment, and then we can actually make a declaration of the disaster. So then we send folks out to work with local officials and community members, residents, to see if there's some assistance that we can provide. And the way that the SBA disaster works is that we make low-interest, long-term federal loans, direct federal loans, to folks that were affected and had damage or loss.
And that goes towards not just homeowners or renters, but it also is for business owners as well.
Right. And usually when people hear SBA, they think about regular SBA. Regular SBA is a guarantor of bank loans and other financial institutions for loans to business. But in this situation where we're for disaster, we actually do direct loans right from the U.S. Treasury to businesses, homeowners, and renters in this case that have had damage or loss from the storm.
And so can you tell me a little bit about the loans that are available? I understand it's $2 million for business owners, $200,000 for homeowners, and then $40,000 for personal property for homeowners and renters.
Right, and that's all actual damage, and that would be whatever's left over after insurance or grant assistance is paid, because some communities actually have grant programs or state programs where there are grants, typically more for living expenses while people are trying to recover. But SBA covers that uncompensated part of the damage, and it includes physical damage, personal property, including vehicles, and basically expenses involved in doing that.
And then regarding some of those interest rates, I understand that they're kind of the way we've been hearing about them, are low interest federal disaster loans. Tell me a little bit about like the rates that are available there.
So renters and homeowners, the low on the low end is 2%, and for businesses, I believe it's 3.675%. So it's really low interest, and these are simple annual interest rates. Basically, the term can be up to 30 years, and we work at it basically in reverse from what a bank would do. So we look at the damage, look at the interest rate, look at your cash flow, and then adjust the term up to 30 years. And we keep the loans from beginning to end. We service the loans after they're made. So if there are adjustments, if you lose a job, if you relocate, if you have some unexpected situation come up in your life, then we can actually make some adjustments to take allowance for that.
And for folks who want to take advantage of these loans or apply for one, how do they go about starting that process?
Well, it's really great because we've set up a temporary office here in Manhattan at the City Park and offices there. And we have customer service people that are located there. You can go in, sit down, talk to them about it, find out what your options are, and actually start your application, which is voluntary. There's no cost or obligation. And they'll be there Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 daily, until next Thursday. The deadline is until November 13th, so you can still contact us by telephone. You can get online and make out your application and process it that way. But the real important thing to remember is If you don't get in by November 13th, then we can't go back, say 6 months from now. You find out, well, the insurance didn't really cover everything. I need some more help, but I didn't apply. Well, unfortunately, it's too late by that time. So the best thing is to get in now, find out what you're eligible for, get the process going, and then it's basically up to you what you want to do with your eligibility. You can put it on hold. You can start the process to get disbursement, whatever works best for you. But if you do it now, you'll have that as an option for your recovery.
And knowing some of the folks, because I lived at one of the locations that was flooded, and knowing some of the folks that lived there, a number of them didn't have, say, full comprehensive car insurance. They had liability. And if people are in kind of a tough spot, this might be a way to get a loan to help you out in replacing that vehicle.
Right. And actually, if you did have insurance, we can, once you qualify, once you find out that you decide you want to take the loan, we can actually start disbursements before the insurance will pay in some cases. And that way you can actually start your recovery, start your rebuilding before the insurance is all settled and complete. And it's simply a payment down of your SBA loan. Once the insurance pays, you go on and continue using that SBA loan at the low interest rate and make your recovery. So it's a fantastic taxpayer benefit that a lot of people don't think about, but it's there, it's available, and it's really a good idea to see what you qualify for.
We have just about a minute left. Could you tell me a little bit about some of the requirements credit-wise that might be in play there?
Well, we look at a couple of things. We look at your credit. We look at your income based on your federal tax return. So you do need to be a U.S. citizen. We also look at what the damage, actual damage was. And as far as the credit, basically there's no hard and fast line, credit line. We look at your situation and your ability to repay and make a judgment based on that.
And a reminder, your offices open up at City Park. It's the former Parks and Rec office in City Park. It'll be open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, until next Thursday. But you have until November 13th to apply for those.
And that telephone number is 800. I'm sorry, I got off. 800. Well, this is kind of embarrassing.
You could also check SBA.gov.
Yep. I say this so often. 800-659-2955.
All right.
800-659-2955.
And thank you. Thank you very much for coming out.
You're welcome. Glad to be able to do that.
And this was In Focus. I'm Nick McNamara. If you missed any of this or if you want to check out the whole episode, it'll be on demand, archived on News Radio KMAN. Go down to the on demand section and look at the In Focus tab. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow, or on Monday, rather.
Monday. All right, Nick, thanks. Good work this week. Appreciate you helping out so much. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon. Manhattan High football tonight against Washburn Rural, 6:30 for coverage. Tomorrow, Power Cat game day is at 10:30. The Cats at West Virginia. Have a great weekend, folks. Enjoy tomorrow, your first day of fall.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan.